Howdy and Frank Show. Is Brad Williams here yet? Come on in here, man. Where is he? I don't see him in a while. There he is. Get on in here.
Howdy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good to see you again.
All right, now comes the part of the show where I have to climb up on this chair. So if we got a good 10, 12-minute break that we can go to.
We went and found the highest chair in the entire building.
This is
going to
be amusing. This could be an X Games sport.
It's midgets climbing chairs. After a big vert ramp, we're going to come back with midgets climbing chairs. Brad Williams, world record holder in the midgets climbing chairs. He needs a Sherpa.
Oh. Why'd we give him that chair? But see, now you're up. It's good.
Yeah.
You feel good.
It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, been a while, buddy.
You looking forward to Halloween? Is that the holiday you're into?
Yeah, because it's Horror Fest. It's just, you guys, I heard you guys talking about the costumes, Sexy Corn on the Cob, was that right?
That's a new one this year, Sexy Corn on the Cob.
So they just, like, have two colonels as a bikini top, and then, like, ooh, if you rub up against her, they pop.
By the end of the night, yeah, she's popcorn.
That would be awesome. That's what I love. As a dwarf, I'm just like an accessory. And yes, I have to say that because it's radio. I have to say I'm a dwarf, little person, whatever. I know you guys
can't
tell.
You're on camera, though, too.
Yeah.
You know.
But you guys can't tell by my voice. I don't come on air like, ha, la, fa, ba, la, ha, ha, ha. Oh, ha. I'm driving the car, have a little puff up. I just had Skittles before this.
I just had Skittles.
Yeah, I don't sound like one. So I kind of have to, throw that out there.
Right.
But, I love Halloween because when I dress in costume, it's just nothing but girls just like, you're so cute. I need you to hang out here. And, like, here's the thing. As a small, cute dude, I'm not threatening. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, if you want me to stop, just put your palm out. And,
all righty.
Yeah, and just put it on my forehead, and I'm good. I can't reach you, And
do you wear the same costume every year? Because it's your go-to cute costume?
Oh, I do Toad from Super Mario Brothers. Okay. I put the big mushroom head on. It's like, hey, where's my mushroom head? You know what I mean?
And it's subliminal too. The mushroom
exactly.
Head.
It gets it going, and then there's a vest with no shirt underneath, so I get to show off the one pack abs.
Woo! Have you ever though been in a situation where you wish you could be intimidating? Or like somebody was trying to get you worked up, and you're like,
you know what? You guys, I was listening on the way in. You guys were doing that poll question of. If something goes on in the night, do you send the girl or do you send the guy?
Right.
I always send the girl because, like, you're bigger than me. I can't do it. It's so funny. I actually did get broken into one time. I was in my condo in Fullerton. I got broken into. It's a multi-level condo. I'm upstairs, and all of a sudden I hear my alarm go off. And I'm just like, oh, crap. And I'm there by myself. I don't know what to do. And I have these two samurai swords on my wall. And I go, you know what? I don't own a gun, but I have samurai swords.
Right.
Let's do this. So I grab the swords, and I run downstairs. Now, I sleep in the nude. Okay. So
right.
I run downstairs. I didn't put on boxers.
Nothing.
I just go down there, and the guy's actually trying to unhook my TV from the wall. He's trying to like yank it off. And I'm just like, hey, get the hell out of my house. And he just bolts out of there, and I get him out. And then as soon as he left, I go, holy crap. What was going through that guy's head?
Right.
Because in his mind, he broke into a house, an alarm went off, and then a midget with samurai swords,
naked
midget with samurai swords starts running down. He's like, what kind of security system is that?
He was thinking he shouldn't have eaten those mushrooms before he started robbing houses. He's like,
No, this guy is telling the same stories to his friends somewhere, and nobody believes him.
Right.
Nobody believes him.
Now my house gets robbed every week by guys just for the story. That's the house, man. Naked. Midget with samurai swords, man.
Brad, we got to see if we can get him to come out.
See if we can get him out.
have you done the scary dwarf costume to scare people? Because I had a neighbor who was 6'7", and he would dress up as a giant clown and sit out on his front lawn in a lawn chair, and he'd stand
just
up. He was a giant who would freak out kids.
That's awesome.
But as a dwarf, do you also like maybe dwarf clown? Because that would freak out people too.
Well, I did a segment once on Jimmy Kimmel Live where they had me sit on the front lawn as a decoration for a Halloween, like, a haunted house, and I was dressed as Chucky.
Oh my God.
And then all of a sudden, I would just like pop up and start going after the kids. We made who's the actress on Desperate Housewives? Terry Hatcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Her kid. She lived in the neighborhood that we used the house at. I made her kid start crying.
Hysteria Lane.
Yes. Ava Longoria was banging the gardener over
Nicolette
on the side.
Sheridan, she was there.
It was crazy.
Right?
And, like, her kid starts crying. And she's like, what are you doing to my child? And, like, it's just fun. And then, like, she's yelling at me. I'm, like, throwing Kimmel under the bus. It's Jimmy's idea. It's not me.
I think there was a South American hidden camera show that did that in a toy store where they had, about 8 dwarves in doll boxes, all dressed up as dolls, and little kids would come up, they'd be looking at them.
They look so real, mommy.
Bust out of the box,
just like toy soldiers come to life.
People doing the cartoon run where they're running so fast they're not going anyplace, and screaming. It was the best.
That's the thing. I do pranks like that all the time. Like even before I was a comic, which by the way, I'm appearing at the Bray Improv weekend tonight, tomorrow, 2 shows tomorrow night, 2 shows Saturday night, 1 show Sunday.
And he promised. Promises at least one of those shows to be naked and holding swords.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're not going to want to miss. Who's not going to miss it? I mean, no, you're going to go.
Yeah, I would do pranks all the time. Like, I would go to Toys R Us and I would just hop in the stuffed animal bin and I would just stay perfectly still and then wait until someone to like, Dad, buy me that. I'm alive. I'm your friend for life.
Oh, no.
You can't get rid of me.
When you turned 16 and got your license, did your parents buy you that Jeep that they sell there at Toys R Us?
They did.
It's your new car.
Did you listen to my ad? Because that's literally...
Oh, my God.
Like,
really?
It's an old joke.
Toys R Us, I just thought of that.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't even do the joke anymore, but it's a true story. My dad woke me up on my 16th birthday and goes, son, I bought you a car. I'm like, hell yeah. And I ran downstairs, and there was a Fisher-Price Power Wheel sitting right there in the garage. I still drove to school. It fit.
Did your parents, as far as like the sense of humor, like you said, you've obviously had a great sense of humor about stuff. Did your parents at a very young age start distilling that, let's make fun of this and have some fun with it?
That was my dad all the way. Because, first of all, my parents are tall. Don't think that all dwarves, like, we're not like gremlins, you know, like get dwarves wet.
And you and I could have a baby. Yeah, you and I could have a baby. We have totally a...
Yeah, which scares the crap out of me, by the way. Right. Not having a baby with you.
Right, but just
that would be
a baby
amazing. But just like, because like my sister just announced she was pregnant, and everyone's like going, hey, Brad, when are you going to have kids? You should have kids. I'm like, I don't want kids. There's a 75% chance that I'm going to have a tall kid. Oh. I don't want anything that by age 3 can kill me.
He's looking down at you. No, I will not go to my
That
room
kid
yet.
Could wear like a Daddy Bjorn and just throw you around on his chest. Be like, hey.
Yeah, I'll be like baby Carlos from The Hangover. Just hanging out in front.
With your son's kid, all his friends.
Like, how would I discipline a kid? You're in timeout. You're in timeout, Dad. Punt. I can't do that. And like, then you have a kid, you gotta, like, put things in your home, like baby gates. Baby gates and little people do not go well together.
Because like, it's like Alcatraz.
Yeah. Right.
You couldn't get your leg over
there. I've been C-blocked by a baby gate before. I got this girl's house, she had a kid, because I keep it classy, and she had this hallway, and she had the baby gate. She's tall, she just does the step over move, and she's good. Meanwhile, I'm stuck on the other side of the fence like a Mexican at the border, like, ¿Qué pasó? ¿Por qué? And there's nothing you can say once a baby gate slows your roll, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's no recovery from that. I can't just look at her and be like, hey, boost, She just goes, oh, I've never been this horny before. No, like, there's
holding onto the bars and doing a sexy dance. doesn't quite.
There's nothing you can do. Yeah.
What about dogs? Like girls with like large dogs. I mean, I know girls have had like German shepherds. I mean, having a large dog, that intimidating?
That scares me too. What I love, what's good, is if I show up to a girl's house and she's got a small dog, and then like she has those stairs going up the side of the bed so the dog can get on the bed with her. I love that. That's just like escalator time. I could just run up there like I'm a Super Mario Brother and I just got the star.
The dog stare.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, Brad, it's on.
It's on.
It's going to be so easy.
I won't even break stride. that. It makes that and it makes escaping right. in the morning a totally. Way easier.
Not, oh, and they're padded too, so you I'm not even going to hear you go down the stairs.
Oh, you can't. Yeah,
because you and the Yorkies.
Yeah, because then in the morning I got to do like the dwarf skydive jump from the king size bed. I don't like that. You know, it's like you're like testing the water. You're putting the 1 foot down, like trying to feel where the
How
ground
far is.
It's far. I was in Portland, Oregon last week, staying at Crown Plaza Hotel, and there was a bed. I had to get a running start every time. It was so big. I'm 4 foot four. That's not even amazingly short, but like I could not get on this bed. It was terrible. It was like, but you don't call the front desk. Do you have a booster seat?
Yeah, can you bring some dog stairs up to room 207?
I had to call the front desk one time because the shower head was pointing straight up.
Yeah, you don't think of all this stuff that you have to deal with.
Right, and like I couldn't take a shower, so I had to like I had to play Spider Midget and like climb. Spider Midget, like I
does whatever a Spider Midget can.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yeah. I climbed like using the curtain. I was on the toilet. I slipped. I actually fell in the toilet and I landed like I dunked myself.
You gave yourself
in the toilet.
A swirly.
I did, and thankfully they had one of those phones like right by the toilet, so I had to use it to call the front desk because I was stuck. I was stuck in the toilet, and I had to call like three times before they actually sent a guy up there because they thought I was joking. Like, no, a dwarf is not stuck in a toilet. Was that the new Prince Albert in a can? Like, no, we're not.
You have a dwarf stuck in a toilet.
Yeah, and then the guy, and then
did he even realize he was like trying to get a plunger out? And he's like, this will go down.
Yeah,
it'll go down.
You're like, no, it's not gonna work. It's like,
what the hell did the last guy eat?
We found a dwarf and a tampon.
Yeah, wow, the last guy who stayed in this room just ate a ton of Keebler cookies. And then he pooped out a dwarf. That's what happens when you eat a ton of Keebler cookies. You poop out a dwarf.
It's Brad Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Can you stick around for a while?
Hell yeah, I'll stick around.
Hang out with us. Brad Williams is going to be the Brea Improv September 19th, which is tonight through the 22nd. Brea.improv.com for tickets. Go and purchase those right now. While we take a break, we still got your calls on the phone. People who I've challenged says that you can't make everything. I shouldn't have said slutty. I should have said sexy. Because it's where every woman pulls out the, I'm going to make this sexy no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Slutty. But there's certain things you just cannot make sexy.
I have one.
You have one?
But that I don't think you can make sexy. And I'll save it. Save it for when we come back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the tease from Brad Williams.
He knows what he's doing. Right.
I'm radio. All right. I'm radio savvy.
We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.